"Peace, peace," he said. "I did not interrupt you. I annihilated you. Why did you assume to talk to artists about art? Go away, or I shall have to say, bah, again. Go and have a fit. Leave us two rare souls who may not meet again to our talking."
"Did you ever see such abominable rudeness, sir?" said the gentleman with the watch chain, appealing to me. There were tears in his eyes. At the same time, the young man with the aureole made some remark to the corpulent gentleman that I failed to catch. "These artists," said I, "are unaccountable, irresponsible. You must take it from whence it comes," said the insulted one very loudly and bitterly glaring at his opponent. But the two artists were conversing serenely. I felt the undignified quality of our conversation. "Have you seen Punch?" said I, thrusting it into his hand. He looked at the paper for a moment in a puzzled way, then understood, thanked me, and began to read with a thunderous scowl, every now and then shooting murderous glances at his antagonist in the opposite corner, or coughing in an aggressive...